producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Was want to lose? Vote for Cruz. Let's keep going. Get us away from that. Jennifer Horn is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 7 minutes after the hour. The top 10 trending people for last year. I love looking at trends. As a matter of fact, I understand you stole my idea for trending.
I
that local
will beat you, sir.
Program
beat
in
you.
Southern California. This
it's
year.
Not Southern California, by the way. It's a national program.
Oh, is it really? Okay.
Why, yes, it is.
I'm glad to hear it. I'm going to probably sue them because they're stealing. What do you mean national? How are they going to do
it? CRN. What's trending today is on CRN.
Oh,
my show.
Really?
And you guys should all listen to it. Go to CRNtalk.com/what's trending today.
All right. What's trending today, the quote of the day, bone broth K-cup.
It's so gross.
You see that? You can now brew bone broth in your Keurig.
You know,
thanks to a new company here in California, bone broth is the new kale.
Next time we talk to Dr. Jack Stockwell, who joins this program as a medical contributor. Yeah, one of our favorite guys.
Right.
We should ask him about this because bone broth is really, it's been embraced by, been embraced by the community that especially practices the GAPS diet, which is about repairing the health of your gut.
Think about all of the if you're, depending on your age, think about all of the soups your mother used to make out of ham bones.
Oh, gosh. You could never get rid of a bone.
And chicken carcasses and stuff.
My grandmother would chase down at a party, are you going to keep that ham bone? Could I have that? I mean, she'd always want the bone.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, I have a friend, and I'm very proud of her. She was, I mean, really troubled when we were in high school. I've known her for years. And she was schizophrenic and bipolar.
Mm-hmm.
And had a really hard time with both of those diseases, actually balancing them both at the same time with medication. And just about a year or two, 3 years ago, maybe now at the most, she looked into GAPS, and she's been practicing it. I mean, really, she's strict.
Yeah.
Never cheats. And bone broth is what it's all about for her. And I'm telling you, Doug, she's never been better, felt better, looked better. Really
diet,
in a good place.
That's right. Diet, supplements, exercise.
So, I wonder if in the K-cup that is, if Dr. Jack would think there's something to it.
Yeah, I bet he would. We'll ask him. Don't forget next week when he's here. Meanwhile, kale has been in the news this week as well. Who was it that sent me that whole thing about how kale has no value? I think we noted that. Kale was used to be a throwaway. Used to put it in for...
like a garnish.
Yeah, right, exactly. Just look at it. You're eating it. Now it's everywhere. You put it in smoothies. Meredith loves putting it in all her stuff. And I remember the first time I tasted it, I said, ugh. And I think I probably would still say that.
I love kale.
Why? What is it about kale that love?
Okay, so you know what? I would like to invite you over because I've had people say they do not like kale.
Yeah.
And they try mine and they're like, oh, pretty good. Here's my trick. If you want to make it at home, very easy.
Here we go.
Coconut oil in a pan.
Mm-hmm.
Chopped up red onion.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit of garlic, and you just kind of let that cook till the onion like loses its color a little, get it transparent.
Mm-hmm.
Then you just dump the kale in, and you let it all wilt down. And I'm telling you, Doug, it's so simple with salt and pepper. It's so delicious, though.
Salt and pepper. Okay, well, if you're on the East Coast, maybe it'll be the only thing you can find in the grocery store today.
That's all that's left.
So maybe you can make some
Brussels sprouts. Kale.
So that monster snowstorm that will hit the East Coast this weekend, a lot of people are preparing to face this, the first major dose of wind, major dose of ice, major dose of snow. Actually, it looks to me, from what I can see here, that the cold weather which has hit the Northeast is going to dissipate somewhat. And this whole thing from New York, New Jersey, and into New England could turn into rain. Still 60-mile-an-hour winds. But this is nothing that a good shot of whiskey can't help, right? Let's sit down, enjoy it, a little fire in the fireplace. let's have some whiskey, and it'll all be better tomorrow morning. What do you think? Yes, no?
I'll keep that in mind before I come do your show tomorrow morning.
A little whiskey would be good to go.
So Kara's in our studio at the controls. Richie hasn't made it in to the studio yet because ice and snow and that kind of stuff. Not some snow yet, but it'll be snowy in Washington. Washington's going to get the worst of it. Washington, Baltimore, up into the Delmarva. Oof. So how are you preparing, those of you who are in the Delmarva, for example, 888-302-3684. Last hour, I asked for people to call, and we put two people on the air. One of them was from Hawaii, and the other one was from Tennessee, and they both said nothing about the storm. All they wanted to do was talk about Jennifer and how wonderful she was.
I love that idea.
Very nice. Yeah, that's very nice. Okay, so anyway.
If you'd like to call in and tell me, I'm available, 888-302-DOUG.
Okay, excuse me. So, this situation that we find ourselves in, the 2 feet of snow that will start not till tonight. Kara was just saying, I don't know, you said you were on the air, off the air. Well, she's, she said it on the air. I was teasing about the way to get through all this is to have a good shot of whiskey. She and all the staff members there at our originating network, Radio America, are going to be staying in the hotel across the street because they won't be able to get around. You can't get around in D.C., even, never mind, 2 feet of snow, 2 inches of snow, and you can't get around. So, anyway, the dusting they will see in New York will change to rain. Get your parka out. It'll be miserable. Thousands of flights have been canceled across the country. I called in to Southwest yesterday to get myself, because next week at this time, is it next week? No, next week I'm going to be at a conference on animal communication. But the week after that, I'll be in Cleveland.
Dr. Doug Little.
I got to get from Cleveland back to Boston on Friday. So I just, the easiest thing for me to do is do Southwest. And I was on hold for 35 minutes. And then I was told they'd call me back. 35 minutes later, they called me back, and I was on hold for another 35 minutes. So I decided, nah, this is not necessarily the best way to do this. I'll go online and make my reservation. And I think that's because a lot of people were getting themselves prepared. The airlines had very intelligently said, call us now. So don't, you know, you're not going to get, if you don't get there by Friday night, you're not getting there until Sunday at the earliest, maybe Monday. So if you want to get there sooner rather than later, call us now. We'll get you on a plane if we can. So that's pretty much what was going on. But from tonight on, if you're going to the East Coast, anywhere from even, I think, some of the Carolinas, Charlotte's going to be a mess, up and into Washington, Philadelphia, that whole area. Forget about it. 888-302-3684. Brian's in Delaware. What's going on? How are you preparing, Brian, for the storm?
Good morning, Jennifer and Doug. How are you today?
Wise guy. Another wise guy. Go ahead, Brian.
Well, we're kind of where I'm located. It's sort of in between. We're right on the line where it could change. We're expecting anywhere between 3 inches and 2 feet of snow. So it's kind of hard, you know. There's no milk, there's no bread, there's, you know,
nothing.
Liquor stores are
wait a minute.
Shelves, so.
That's right. I would forget about that. People, I was listening to somebody last night talk about this, and the stores that are emptiest are the liquor stores.
That's right. You know, we there's plenty of food in the freezer. You know, you have to get the necessities. You know,
right,
wine.
Right.
You know, we're looking at, you know, accumulation of probably 4 to 5 bottles of wine for the weekend. So.
Well, you stay safe and warm, Brian. Thank you for the report and the update. All right, so that's the situation there, too.
I bought wine yesterday as well.
You bought wine? Really? You better not come in here sauced tomorrow morning. That's all I can say. It's a quarter past the hour, 15 after, on the Jennifer Horn Good Day program.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Your locally owned HealthMart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart Pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
All right, 17 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. One of the things people are talking about this week is the price they're paying for gasoline averaged going down because the price of oil is going down. And that has caused a lot of people to wonder about how the stock market is and are we going to have a crash and all this other stuff. So I found a bit of audio from a radio program, I think this is in Florida, where an economist named Elliot Pollack. It gives you the right spin, at least the correct. From my perspective, this is the way to look at what's going on in the economy.
Tell us that we're not headed for the edge of a cliff and that the economy is strong.
The economy hasn't been strong for years, but it's strong enough so we're not going into a recession. Let me give you the best quote I ever heard about the stock market. It was from an economist named Paul Samuelson.
Okay.
He said that the stock market has predicted 9 of the last 5 recessions.
Okay.
And so, you know, it goes down all the time. Multiples are very high right now. They're 17 times forward-looking earnings. Normal is about 14. And so all this is a correction. I don't see this being anything that says the world is coming to an end.
There's a difference between the economy and Wall Street. And that's, I think, what people have to realize. Housing isn't bad. The jobless rate isn't bad. So there are some good things out in the economy. You're not seeing on you're not seeing in your neighborhood foreclosures, so we're okay right now.
Yeah, the recessions just don't occur willy-nilly. There have to be things wrong with the economy, and there's not enough wrong right now that suggests that a recession is right there.
Good.
In fact, I don't think there's one in this year or next year. It doesn't mean we're going to grow any more rapidly. It means that we'll continue to kind of bump along like we've been bumping along for the last few years. But the stock market is reacting violently, and I just don't think it's justified, but it does this every once in a while. And so I'm not overly concerned. I think that prices were too high, and this is just a correction to that.
Elliot, the jobless claims they reached a 7-month high. Okay, I said 7 months, okay, but that along with the stock market, that's making me nervous. People are losing jobs or at least claiming that they want unemployment. The stock market is down. A regular guy like me, doesn't that concern you?
Well, I'll tell you why it doesn't concern me. Jobless claims were at their lowest level ever since they started doing that series. And so it's coming off a very low level, and it's a weekly series, so it tends to be highly volatile. Is it worth watching? Yeah. Is it worth getting excited over? Not at this point.
There he is, Elliot Pollack, with what I think is the right spin. You're welcome to share your spin, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jen at DougSteffen.com or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Although most of our Twitter has been focused on this Oscar boycott and what's going on in Flint. Help yourself if you have some thoughts. Really finding this, I find this whole thing very difficult. The news media so skews all of this stuff just to get you afraid. These things happen yearly, weekly. There's an up, there's a down to this. It's just the way that it is. So why, if you have and this sometimes comes from study or getting the right person to do it, if you've intelligently invested in the market, in your 401k or however it is that you do, maybe you just like to do day trading, you're going to be fine. But I think staying away from foreign stocks is a good idea because the volatility of their currency sometimes screws up the value of the stocks. But anything with the American dollar attached to it, very good right now. 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com. Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy. One, two, three, not three times. Three is the living room.
Three. Hi. All right, it's coming up in 24 after the hour, the Good Day program and my daily contest, the Three Songs Contest. Three songs, three different artists, three different ideas that all come together, and you figure out what the commonality is, then dial us at 888-302-3684. You get a swell prize, Maria Trilogy's new book about life and how it's so worth living if you do the work. And you're not just going to be a passive. You can't be passive in this life and get anywhere. It just doesn't work. All right. So, and working on this contest, you can't be passive. You got to pay attention. Tell us what the combination is. First song, Foreigner's Cold as Ice.
You're cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love.
This was a top 10 hit in 1977. Initially, the B-side of their first big hit, Feels Like the First Time. Remember that? This was on the other side of that record. They had only had one number one single, I Want to Know What Love Is. They've done very well. They've had 9 hits in the top 10 over their career, 7 more that were close to that. So Foreigner's Cold as Ice is the first ingredient in our connection here. What is this Friday contest all about? Next song. This is Dina Menzel and Michael Bublé sending
Baby, It's Cold
nice ballad
outside.
Called Baby, It's Cold.
Baby, It's Cold Outside.
This song did well back in 2014. A couple of other versions of this song on the charts in December during the Christmas season. This is more or less a, people think it's a Christmassy sort of song. Darius Rucker, Sheryl Crow have done one. Seth MacFarlane with Sarah Bareilles also. Baby, It's Cold Outside, Idina Menzel. Menzel? I always mispronounce her name. Idina Menzel. Michael Bublé. Crank it up, Carol, will you? All right, so let's see what the connection is, see if we can figure it out. Here's the last song in the three, Boys to Men now in Good Day.
This room, yeah.
very interesting. I'm looking, most of the calls we have so far are from the Southwest and the West. Okay. I see how clever you all are. Hold on just a second. Do I want to talk? You want me to talk to Jeff? Okay. Jeff is in, where are you, Illinois, Jeff?
Yes, sir.
How do you do? What part of Illinois are you in?
Well, I said West Central. I'm actually in East Central at a refinery getting ready to walk in and go to work.
Really? What town?
Robinson, Illinois.
Robinson, Illinois. All right. So the weather there is like what today?
27 right now. We just had 3 inches of snow 2 days ago. It's kind of melting off, and we're anticipating warmer weather.
Yeah, you're not in the line of the storm. All right, so and as you listen to these three tunes, what did you decide was the thread?
Winter weather.
Yes. Walking in the winter wonderland. Foreigner, cold as ice. A baby, it's cold outside and let it snow. Yes, it is the snow, the cold, the bad winter weather. Are you, you're not, the people in Illinois are pretty hardy, right? They don't wimp out when it comes to a little bad weather in the wintertime.
No, we haven't had, you know, our biggest storm was back in the early 80s, late 70s, but most people around here are pretty self-sufficient.
Yeah, right. And it is, by the way, wintertime. You haven't looked at the calendar yet. It's the 20th, 21st, 22nd, whatever it is of January. So we have to enjoy, and hopefully you will. All right, stand by a second, sir. Jeff, you're going to get the prize. Nice to have you on board. Warren Eckstein, focusing on the mental health of dogs right now on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many people never have given their dog's mental health much thought. Dogs are intelligent, they're perceptive, and emotional creatures. You'll also find I'm on a perpetual bandwagon, exhorting the need for guardians to pay more attention to keep their dog's mind active. Inactive minds can contribute to the development of many undesirable negative behavior habits and can create unhealthy mental attitudes that can take their toll on your dog's physical well-being. I firmly believe that the body works as a unit. In other words, both physical and mental health play equal supporting roles to make up the whole. There are numerous studies demonstrating that psychological stress can weaken a human's ability to stave off illness and disease. I'm thoroughly convinced the same holds true for your pets. I'm also convinced that most dog guardians do not pay nearly enough attention to their four-footed best friend's frame of mind. So the next time you look at your dog, don't just look at the body. Try to get inside his head. It can tell you all a lot about how your dog is feeling. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The hour now. Good day program. I'm Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Interesting, we have no weather here in California, but Jennifer has lost all of her power.
And we got a blizzard here on the East Coast. And we're up
and you're in good shape. Well, yeah. Let's keep it grinding, Richie. Joining me now is Carson Kressley, an award-winning fashion and TV personality, probably best known, Richie, for his role on the hit TV program Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Oh, well, yeah, I remember
this,
that.
Series earned him a primetime Emmy, launched his career as a celebrity stylist. And a lot of people look to him for fashion advice and stuff. He's an author, an actor, philanthropist, getting his brand around. Over the course of a two-decade career, he's been a regular style contributor on Good Morning America, Live with Kelly, the Oprah Winfrey program on E! Entertainment. He's been on the red carpet for the Oscars, the Golden Globes. And he's here with Cheryl Underwood, who's a pretty savvy businesswoman, a multimedia entrepreneur. And so as she balances the role of an entertainer, owner of a, this is very interesting,
Pack Rat. The other way.
Let's turn it around the other way. Yeah, exactly. Rat Pat. This is going to be good. All right, Cheryl, I want to go to you first. How much trouble do you have saying Pack Rat Productions?
Well, the reason it's named Pack Rat, because I love the Rat Pack, but we couldn't get the name cleared, so we switched it around. Also, because I'm known for carrying my purse on stage as a stand-up comedian, so we just call it Pack Rat Productions.
So isn't Rat Pat Productions, here, I can't say it no matter which way I put it, isn't uh-huh. that Mark, whatchamacallit's company?
Mark who?
Mark off.
Well, the Rat Pack I know is Frank Sinatra's
yeah.
name, Peter Lawford. Am
right.
I showing my age?
Yeah, well, that's all right. No, we won't
okay.
worry about you showing your age.
Okay. That's all right. Thank you.
Yeah, the isn't that Donnie Richie? Where am I? Donnie and Mark.
The Wahlbergs.
The Wahlbergs, thank you. Yeah, I thought that was the name of his. I think he's got a...
Is that the name of his? I don't know.
Right. All right.
And so, I should have asked when I was at the fight. I was at the fight, Carson, right, with Mark Wahlberg. We were ear hustling over at Jake Gyllenhaal. He was doing so good. Oh, my God.
Next time you go hang out with Jake Gyllenhaal, let me know.
I will do that. We are talking about Depend Silhouette Active Fit, though. And I was wearing it at the fight.
You were?
Mm-hmm, the Pacquiao Mayweather fight.
This is very interesting. I could just sit here and let the two of these...
You two have known each other here for
All right, now how do the two of you know each other? This is about red carpet time that you have spent together, but who saw or was interested in the other first? Was Carson the one who came to Cheryl, or was Cheryl the one that came to Carson?
I think we just, you know, we just met in our travels.
Yeah.
And, of course, I've been on the fabulous CBS show, The Talk.
The Talk, right.
Cheryl and all her peeps.
Yeah.
And, you know, now, you know, everybody in L.A., you know, everybody's gearing up for red carpet season.
Right.
We just had the Golden Globes and the SAG Awards are happening this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's getting ready for Oscar time. So we just thought it was a perfect time to talk about, you know, getting red carpet ready.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you know, on The Talk, they do so many great segments about, like, how real women, you know, who are watching at home can dress, get dressed and look fabulous and kind of get a little taste of that kind of, you know, red carpet lifestyle.
I find it fascinating, Carson and Cheryl, the amount of time and energy that goes into not only what people wear at these events, but the coverage of it. I was in a dentist's office yesterday, and I was in a doctor's office yesterday. I picked up Us Magazine, People Magazine, all of those magazines of that ilk. And there always are pages dedicated to what women were wearing. Never what the men are wearing, just what the women. They compare women who have the same dresses on, how they look in the same dresses, and how they look
better. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's fascinating to me. Why is it that you think women are so interested in these in the attire? I don't think men are they? Maybe I should ask that question. Are men interested in this as well as women?
I'm interested. I'm not your average guy, but
no, I understand. It's okay.
I think that women, you know, I think it's, you know, the Oscars are kind of like the female Super Bowl.
That's right.
And you know, you want to see what everybody's wearing. Mm-hmm. It's just a fun escape, and I think that's, you know, what it's always been.
Well,
for Hollywood, the Oscars are that glamour that we kind of get a glimpse into, and we all want a taste of that.
That's right.
You know, that's kind of what we're talking about today, that, you know, how can you kind of, you know, get that red carpet look at home?
Yeah, that's kind of the hook here, isn't it, Carson? Because 10 years ago, you would never see somebody at home going, oh, I wish I could dress like that, and then go out and try and duplicate the outfit. But in the past 10 years, it seems like on all of these shows, they, you have somebody showing you, you can have this look for $95.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of women out there are making their own money. They're doing their own thing, and they want to invest in great pieces.
Right.
They want to invest in great shoes. I know this weekend I'm going to the NAACP Image Award nominee luncheon because The Talk is nominated for a NAACP Image Award, and I will be at the live broadcast as well. So we're kind of dressing for each other. Wouldn't you say, Carson, as women, we're kind of looking at each other going, that's pretty sharp.
Yeah.
Or is that the color of this season?
Well, and I also think, you know, I think women realize that clothes are really empowering.
That's right.
And that what you wear really affects how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and women want a taste of that. And when it's, you know, red carpet time, you want to experience that same thing that the stars are experiencing.
Cheryl, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ever standing on the red carpet going, oh, that girl looks hideous? And then,
No. I'm like, wow, she is really pulling that off. I wouldn't have ever thought to put that ensemble together.
Right, right.
You know, that's what I'm thinking. Or like when I was at the People's Choice Award and I just ran up to Melissa McCarthy and go, I'm going to need some of your pieces because, you know, she's designing this fabulous, sparkly, and she's satin, and it's for a great woman's figure.
Right.
You know, so that's kind of good. But I got to tell you this before we go. It's not just the outfit, what you're wearing on the outside. It's the undergarment.
Right.
And because I'm wearing Depend Silhouette Active Fit wherever I go, and I'm wearing, like, maybe 3 pantyhose to get down 4 sizes.
Right.
Yeah. But it's, you know...
You're not doing that, are you?
I'm telling people to do that because I think undergarments are so important. You know, those foundation pieces affect everything else in your wardrobe.
There you go.
Whatever those tools are to boost your confidence... I say, you know, have at them.
And go to depend.com and get you a free sample. Tell ladies out there, if you suffer from bladder leakage, depend.com, get a free sample.
Depend.com.
Yeah.
All right, good to have you here. Cheryl, continued success
with
all the things you're doing. Carson, keep up your fresh approach, and I mean that. I think you're one of the very interesting people who are doing this, and we all need to have difference. There's too much of the same out there. We need more difference. Carson Kressley and Cheryl Underwood on the red carpet treatment as we really move into the heavy hitters in the award season. It is 42 minutes past the hour on Good Day. Let me give you some other food for thought here. As we're talking about looks, how is your hair? How is your face? I'm always talking about Provia for your hair and Genucel for your face. Now there's a new wrinkle, if you'll pardon the pun. Genucel comes with Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. So Genucel, which is a product that I've been talking about, you've been using this for years, and it's very cool that you've been that supportive of it. Otherwise, they wouldn't keep advertising on this program if they didn't get some results. You get results. That's why they get results. Genucel works to get rid of the bags under your eyes and around your eyes, the puffiness under your eyes and around your eyes, the lines around your eyes. So let's get together and work on the Platinum Dark Circle treatment as well to get rid of those dark circles under your eyes. So you take care of four things with these two products, and you only pay for one when you call 800-543-9262. Men and women are now conscious. That's what these folks are just saying. We were talking about the red carpet and how people look. It isn't just women. The concern is how men are looking, and I will tell you, a lot of these Hollywood stars are using this product to take care. They don't want to have bags and puffiness under their eyes. They don't want to have dark circles, and neither do you. Call 800-543-9262, and you will not have to worry about having dark circles or puffiness or bags, any of that sort of thing. No ugly discoloration on your skin, just really bright-looking eyes. Even if you haven't enough sleep, this will take care of it. It goes to work right away. 800-543-9262, and tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, they'll send it to you free. That's Genucel and the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, two products for the price of one. Tell them Steffen sent you when you dial 800-543-9262.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
If you want clearer skin, a boost in your brain and productivity, or help fighting off sickness, then grab a glass of water, or two or three. From aiding digestion to fighting fatigue, water plays a huge role in your health. Experts suggest between 8 to 12 cups of water a day. Here are some hints to stay hydrated. Drink one cup the minute you wake up in the morning, and drink a cup at least 30 minutes before each meal. Try and keep a water bottle handy all through the day. This health tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Now, for every recycled cartridge, you get $4 back in Staples rewards when you buy ink or toner, so you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on ink or $200 on toner. Limit 5 recycled cartridges per customer. Offer ends 1/23/16. For details, see store or staples.com/rewards.
Well, you want this, don't you?
Oh, there it is. Oh, see, if Jennifer were here, you wouldn't be waiting for this. I know, this is all about Jennifer. 46 past the hour, and it's time for us to review what's going on television. I think maybe the most important story of the week from this sphere has been the Amy Schumer debacle, or she says there's nothing to it. Matter of fact, she wants to prove that she doesn't steal other comedians' jokes, as those three ladies have claimed. So she's going to take a polygraph test to prove it. Here she is explaining what she's going to do.
I'm being accused of stealing jokes, and I wanted to clear my name because I would never, ever do that, and I never have. And I'm literally going to take a polygraph test and put it on my show this season. And I promise whatever the results are, I won't let them cut. I will show that I had never, never seen, and none of these things had ever reached me. And I will literally take a polygraph. And I just would never do that. Like, that would be so stupid for me to do that.
Stand-up comics Wendy Liebman, Kathleen Madigan, Tammy Pescatelli have taken to Twitter to complain that Schumer uses other comedians' jokes. So this is the denial and what I'm going to do about it. It's pretty believable. It sounds, you're going to take a lie. I took a lie detector test once. I was, it's a scary thing. And you don't want to mess with it because they will find out what the truth is. I think, what is it, 99.9% of the time?
They're accurate. Ways to beat it. If you're Jack Bauer, you can beat it.
Oh, okay, if you're Jack Bauer, thanks.
I watched Jennifer Lopez on her Shade of Blue show this past weekend. She beat it.
Yeah,
it's pretty
she?
Good. Yeah, huh. Yeah. She burned herself with a tea kettle so that the pain would distract the machine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so Amy Schumer can do that, too.
All right, I'll have to remember the next time I take a lie detector test. Okay, so the controversy now over the Academy Awards continuing on television. A lot of the talk shows are focused on the white, the black. Some say Chris Rock ought to get off of the host roundtable. But Whoopi Goldberg on The View yesterday led a conversation about this. And why we only seem to talk about this sort of thing this time of year.
There's a call for an Oscar boycott. They're getting louder and louder over the lack of diversity among the nominees. But here's my question. Why is this a conversation that we only have once a year? Because every year we get all fired up, and then the rest of the year nobody says anything. These movies have been coming out. We've been going to see them. I'm sure people notice when there's lack of diversity in the movie. So why are we speaking about it now?
Christmas. You only talk about it once a year because there it is in your face. It's the same thing. Yeah. So here it is again.
But it's in your face all the time when you go to the movie.
But yeah, this is the lightning rod, I think, that just reminds people of how white and how white people are awarded.
And I think, you know, we always think it's going to get better. Because last year there was that hashtag Oscar so white, and we had this conversation last year.
Two years ago,
and I really thought it was going to get better this year. And I'm actually surprised it isn't better, because when you look at the stats, 46% of the 1.2 billion in movie tickets sold in the U.S. in 2014 were purchased by African Americans.
All right, so. Is this much ado about nothing or not? You can comment Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. The conversation continues. Whoopi Goldberg said later in the program that it wasn't smart to boycott the Oscars under any circumstances. The man featured on the reality show Wicked Tuna pled guilty yesterday to charges that he received government disability benefits while he was fishing. What a dummy. That's stupid.
Hey, I think I'll do a TV show while I'm getting these checks. Nobody will notice.
Chris Carter on the X-Files, apparently they're already anticipating this is going to be a huge success, which I think it's going to be. X-Files airs Sunday at 9 o'clock and Monday at 8 on Fox. So they're going to keep going. They're preparing for more episodes of the X-Files.
Yeah, I mean, they could already see kind of the buzz.
Yeah. Chicago Law is officially green-lighted now by NBC to join Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, and Chicago Med.
Oh, jeez.
Taking over at NBC. 51 past the hour here on Good Day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
If you do, you've come to the right place. Travel is the focus now on Good Day at 53 after the hour. Pauline Frommer from Frommer's Travel Guides is going to join us in a moment with an eye on this East Coast storm and what you can do today, right now, to plan your move. Because after tonight, if you're trying to get to any place north of Baltimore or Washington, you can forget about it. So what does she have to say? I'm sure she has some storm experiences to relate. We'll have that help for you in a moment. Here on Good Day.
Legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick, driver of the number 10 Tax Act Chevrolet in the NASCAR series. On the racetrack, my deal is going fast, working with my team to get our Tax Act Chevy in victory lane. Away from the track, my deal is a little CrossFit and yoga to help with balance and concentration. So what's your deal? If your deal is getting the best deal, then go to TaxAct.com. File simple federal and state returns free. Tax Act is the best deal in tax. Go to TaxAct.com. You got this.
What would... All right, so here we are, Pauline, on a Friday, big storm moving up the coast. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com and the Frommer Travel Guides. What do you do when there's an approaching storm? I don't know, maybe even today if you were traveling. What do you advise to people who, after tonight, won't be able to get into any of those places for at least, what, 2 days, maybe 3 days?
Yeah, you take proactive action. You're actually reaching me in Chicago because I have a speech to give on Sunday. I was supposed to fly out Saturday, and I realized, uh-oh, that's not going to work. So I scrambled yesterday, and I went on a really, really dirty Spirit Airlines plane to Chicago.
I often say when we have a conversation about Spirit, it's the airline that has no reason for existing. It is a horrible, and you've just underscored it. They just are just awful. It's like dealing with ants on a sidewalk. It's awful.
Well, they were the cheapest, but yeah. I couldn't get another seat on the airline I was supposed to fly. But you're right. I mean, I got on the plane and it literally looked like they hadn't cleaned it. Not only between that flight, but maybe in weeks.
Yeah, right. And that makes you wonder how they take care of it mechanically, as much as anything else. It's just awful. Never. I wouldn't get on. If my only choice was to fly on Spirit, I wouldn't. I'd just stay where I am. So yesterday I related an incident. I was going to make a plan to get from Cleveland to Boston, and I was thinking about it. Instead of going online, I'm in my car, so I call Southwest. What is it? 1-800 I fly Southwest. It's easy to remember the number. So I was put on hold for 35 minutes, and then I was told if I wanted a call back, they would call me back. And in 35 minutes, they called me back, and I was on hold for another 35 minutes. So I sort of gave up. But I attributed it, not being critical of them, to people trying to do what you and I are talking about here, get out of the way of the storm or get where you're going before the storm gets in the way of where you're going.
Yep, that's what it is. And unfortunately, when these events hit, sometimes they are overwhelmed. There are certain apps which will show you whether or not you're going to get out. Mm-hmm. But usually you have to deal with the airlines directly. And sometimes you're just stuck on hold. I don't know of any way around it, unfortunately.
All right. One of the things that I like about the Frommers.com website, Frommer, the travel guides, is you're always now looking at things. I'm going to take some trips this year. I'm probably going to go to Israel in either March or April. I'm probably going to go to Czechoslovakia in May or June. I'd like to go to some other places, maybe one more trip during the year. And I see you have an underscore of Scotland. Scotland. Give us 30 seconds on why people would want to go to Scotland this season.
Oh, wow. Well, in the summer, incredible festivals there, incredible walking, and it's English speaking, so you don't have to worry about a language barrier, but you have incredibly kind, welcoming, warm people. It's one of my favorite places in all the world.
That's English they speak there?
Scotland. I thought he was going to Ireland to speak the kind of English there. Ireland is another great place, too. I love the British Isles, frankly. It's a place, and many of us, you're right, feel very comfortable about going there because you can at least understand what people are talking about. All right, good job. Stay safe and warm there in Chicago, Pauline.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.